Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It's too much music now. I would.
There really is.
Why we quit playing Who Can Matt Beat Now? Everyone, because it's too many. I know this song. I don't know who sings. I don't know what the name of it is.
When people posted their certain music app they listen to,
mm-hmm.
and it says, here's your year-end review.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bands I didn't even know.
Oh, when I, what was that I saw the other night? Some award show, and it was saying all the live performances. I was like, I don't know any of those people. That's wild. Oh,
people liked it. I don't know how you discover new music and stay on top of it.
Who is this, you say?
This is The Revivalist. And I only know this song because I heard it in a commercial over the break.
The former Revival will be in here tomorrow morning.
Hell yeah, they are. We're going to play their music. I love their music. Sounds like an 80s action movie about to go down.
You should play this when they walk in.
I ain't trying to get stomped on.
You ain't trying to get freaking big rigged.
I don't want Dax to come after me.
Yeah, you don't want the axe pissed at you.
I was kind of treading on thin water last time.
Then I what?
Asking him about his podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to go into that.
Well, if somebody doesn't have a podcast anymore, don't ask them why. That's a pretty good solid. And yeah, the same goes for me. How about that?
I like
that. Don't really ask. Fast. Something did. Something happened, and it ain't there no more. All right. Now.
This is like an all-star lineup.
What? Of the 2024 obituaries?
Yeah, people that we've lost.
Are we going to play some like solemn music in the background?
I was thinking about it. Like, do you want some in memoriam? Or
that's what I was thinking. Like, I call it obituaries because it used to be, and it may still be. I only listen to one radio station now.
Oh, yeah.
And there used to be a radio station in Gaffney, a local station that would every day read the local obituaries. And I always thought that was such a odd thing, you know. But then now with social media, it's like when so-and-so dies, like you got people like Fatboy over here trying to be the first one to say it. Did I scoop you on the one the other day? Or did you already know?
Which one? My scooping has jumped the shark when, you know, I tried to get back at our buddy Grim Reaper, Grim Rico. That I said Linda Lavin died. And he just didn't answer me.
He didn't know who Alice was, did he?
I don't think so. I'm like, this is what it's gotten to now.
Well, yeah. I mean, eventually there's just too many famous people. Freaking
I didn't know
Andy Warhol was right.
I didn't know Obituary was a band. Evidently what looks to be a metal band, so
I feel like I'd get a Matthew from my mama if I even said that word near her. All I heard was Matthew. A bitch.
Hey, I'm calling it that.
Son of a bitch.
Not nice words.
So we'll call it the 2024 obituaries instead of the in memoriam. Because some of these people, I don't want to memorialize. They're not all good people.
Uh-oh.
And give me a day. I don't think they're all good people. Every person that I wrote down that, I didn't write down everyone. Some of these, like for instance, last year, Joe Lieberman died. And I mean, some of you might be bothered by that or
I forgot about that
voted one. For it, but I didn't write it down on the list.
Yes. Not really a, I mean, look, it was probably big on the day, but the way these were coming out, I mean, talk about, pardon the term, murderer's row.
Oh my gosh.
I'm talking about like 27 Yankees type.
Oh, what I think you're talking about the place where rich people live in Charleston. That's Rainbow Road.
That's a beautiful place. Hush your mouth.
What was that, north of Broad, south of Broad?
I love it.
Breakers break, baby.
It's so pretty.
It's lovely.
Like if you go.
If those walls could talk, you'd have to censor them.
Maybe talking about you, man.
No, you wouldn't be the one.
I don't know.
Your middle name's Antebellum. Get out of here. Well,
I know. You're named after those racist houses.
What?
I was named after the Queen City.
Your middle name's Greco-Roman. By the way, he died this year.
Oh, dang it, man.
Not Greco-Roman, but fake Roman.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think it was going to get bigger than Carl Weathers when it happened.
Oh, I wrote him down.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. He's. I don't have these in any particular order. I just have them in a... I started off the top of my head. Obviously, the first one will be Jimmy Carter.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes.
I'm not going to remember Jimmy Carter.
I know.
The way I saw him growing up because of what they've done now.
Putting a camera on him when he shouldn't be on camera?
I'm not saying this to be funny or crass.
I know.
The picture I saw, I thought he was dead already. He was in his wheelchair, and his mouth was open, and his head was back.
The last speech he did with the eye all busted up, and the like.
Oh, God bless.
I know. But that son of a gun, though, like, he still went out and taught Sunday school every Sunday at church, which, God, could you imagine to be if he was your Sunday school teacher?
And that'd be crazy. For humanity.
Hey, you sign my Bible every Sunday? But
they said he ran every day on the White House lawn.
Well, but then he was still out there, like, as recent as I want to say last year, still building houses. Like, yeah. Literally, I hope you didn't get one of them houses that he built, by the way. I mean, that's.
You wonder if he would have made a second term if Reagan didn't come along or waited.
You know, my upbringing says no.
That's interesting.
A lot with the gas shortage and everything that was going on at that time.
He took
people
a lot of
happy.
Heat for a lot of crap he didn't do.
It's interesting that people that have lived through one-term presidencies, because I haven't really. Trump would be the first one I've lived through. I mean, Clinton was two terms, W's two terms, Obama. I've had, what, three presidents in, what, 30 years or close to it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that's like.
Well, I'll remember. These are the ones from off the top of my head.
Rest in peace, Jimmy.
And this is why I said we're not, I don't want to call it in memoriam. O.J. Simpson passed away in 2024. Orenthal. Mm-hmm. James Simpson.
I'd forgotten he died. And you know what's odd about O.J.?
He's in hell now.
Well, he's still talked about.
I'm just kidding.
When they mention these records. When Buffalo builds their new stadium, I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor, yeah. That's where it goes along, albeit very different situations, not putting Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, who also died this year. Peter Edward Rose passed away.
Mm. You know what I found out about that? What?
He's still alive.
No, it's not. It's not Major League Baseball's decision to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame itself.
Cooperstown.
Yeah, it's their decision.
Who is that then?
I don't know if it's the committee, if it's one person. I'm pretty sure I heard Rob Manfred say it's not their decision. But it's like the Heisman Trust. They weren't going to give Reggie Bush his Heisman back until the NCAA, you know.
Yeah.
Now, he sued him and got it back, and it's all good now. But I wonder if somebody would come on Pete Rose's behalf and say, look, sue him. Or Johnny Bench is trying to get him in, best I can remember.
Well, rest in peace, Pete Rose. Burn in hell, OJ.
Old Chuck Hustle.
I think he's in hell. I don't know. Fat Boy says he didn't do it, but he also.
I think he did one of them.
You think he did one?
I think he might have. I think he might have killed Ron Goldman. And I think, I don't want to put any names out there.
Oh.
Somebody else who might have been there with him.
Al Cowling.
No.
Cato.
No. I think
for the fact that they were so passionate, it had to be someone who was romantically involved with somebody.
Or the son of.
Uh-huh.
Remember we had Bill Deere on the show who investigated the whole thing?
He went out John there. Deere, but I don't remember Bill.
He went out there on his dime. He had the believed purported murder weapon.
God, yes.
Whatever that word is.
Yes.
Now that match, that matched the hole in the top of her head.
Yeah,
the bottom of a knife out of somebody's cutlery kit that was missing.
But also, if would you put that in a storage unit though, and just leave it? Because they talk about, well, rich people have so many storage units, so many storage. They forget and they just go to. But that one, that's the one they forgot about. I don't know.
There's a lot of pictures of him wearing the same, you know, stocking cap that was found in the murder scene that nobody looked into.
Well,
it's terrible.
But OJ, nonetheless,
OJ's gone.
Rest in peace.
Would you like to select one, Fat Boy? I'm gonna go two or three at a time because I have a long list.
I kind of like the way you're doing it.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Can we take a break? We actually do have to take a break.
He needs a moment.
Okay.
I do. I need a moment to empty my bladder and collect myself.
He's going
to
go clean out his storage unit. What he's doing. All right. More of the 2024 obituaries and more next. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the 2024 obituary.
This is so creepy.
I gotta say, the tax people are really enjoying this because they're like, man.
What's wrong with you people?
Well, it's a reminder. Again.
You want to bring up the point you made off air?
I don't know.
I thought it was a good point.
Which one?
That's something we used to do this time of year.
Oh, we used to do the death pool.
Yeah.
Where we picked people we thought were going to. I thought that was.
This is much better.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of a dumb thing. I don't know.
It was bad karma.
A lot of old.
Bad luck.
But you didn't want to encourage that, of course. That's going to the dark side.
No. But also, we used to do a to-do list and all kind of weird lists, and then good but not doing this.
Plus, somebody would pick Olivia de Havilland every year, and it finally happened.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then I got a free point.
Well,
plus, I feel bad about picking Billy Graham for that a couple years that I did, too. And
yeah.
But you know what? We were trying to win. This is definitely much better.
This is... I'm not going to... you'll have to listen to the podcast for the ones you've missed so far.
Can I tell you one that kind of... surprise me.
I was thinking, because there's a lot. So if we do this the same kind of way, it will take a whole lot of time. But yeah. The surprising ones, or maybe the ones you personally forgot about. Yeah, go ahead.
One really affected me, but one surprised me. Well, two actually. But the first one, Morgan Spurlock died.
Yeah,
the filmmaker. He was 53
he's
years
old. The one
old.
That did the thing about
McDonald's
food.
Every day for a year.
Yes,
that's the thing.
I know.
Did he suffer some real long-term damage that might have caused it? I'm not saying they caused it, but if you went to a similar place and ate that every meal for a month. Plus, he did a Super Size Me too, which was good, which was about the
chicken farm.
Yeah, the chicken industry, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I just wonder if some of this, it seems like, I hate saying this because it's like some weird kind of irony that it doesn't add.
Oh, okay.
It was like a weird irony that he had passed away from a cancer diagnosis when possibly what he was eating to inform people might have, I don't know. I don't know if it caused it or what. I just thought that was very odd. That
you think McDonald's got to the corner and said, look,
how old
don't
was,
put the real reason on there.
How old was Morgan Spurlock?
He was 53. Oh, but yeah. I just wonder if some are sprinkling
and in good
in.
Shape.
Yeah, he really
I mean,
was.
When yeah. you, on the outside.
Well, compared to.
That sucks. You went through some accusations.
No, I didn't say that for average humans at that age.
Yeah, he lost somewhat of his career because of, you know, the Me Too thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which he's like, look, you know, I'm guilty of some of this stuff. And, you know, he came out and said that at a time where it was, you know, like tar and feather the people immediately.
Yeah, how did Jimmy Kimmel survive all that? That's weird. Folks, we... what was the other one? So that was the shocking one, or you forgot about?
No, the one that shocked me that really I still can't accept happened a couple weeks ago. And it was a man that looked the same since I was a kid. I watched him every football season.
Oh, okay. It's not who I thought. I thought you were talking about John Black from Days of Our Lives.
Oh, God. Drake Hogeston.
Yeah, he's gone.
God, you watched. Man, I saw a clip of his last episode that he had
with
Marlena.
Full gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, how much of this is real? Like, was he really like, that was his last episode.
I always loved the fact when they would go to break and Marlena had just said something weird to him and he would just look at the camera and wince those eyes and it would just go to break. Those, you know, that wincing he would do.
She went back and forth a lot between, you know, Roman and John Black.
Was this Days or General Hospital?
Oh, it was Days, yes.
Yeah, I didn't. Look,
I don't know the difference.
I mean, think about it. He lived with a woman. He, first off, he wasn't who he was told he was. And also a woman who was possessed by a demon twice.
Oh, so ridiculous.
He was in great shape, dude. He was in the Yankees farm system.
Wow.
Before he was
really?
An actor. Yep.
I never watched those. My grandmother did, but I never did.
Didn't have a controlling mother.
No, my mother worked. No, my mother was never home.
The one that got me was Greg Gumbel. He looked the exact same every year. I'm like, this guy
genetics.
Looks great. Yeah. I didn't know he was older than Brian for years and years. He was the older Gumbel. And then he gets cancer and he's gone. Like,
God bless.
That. Like, you don't see him on TV anymore. And I'm
when did he die?
A couple weeks ago.
What kind of cancer did he have?
I don't know. They didn't say, or I didn't, you know, see an update on it.
I didn't even see that. Of course, over Christmas, I didn't really pay attention much to the news.
He was just such a mainstay growing up. They're like, you know, I took him for granted. Like, he'll be here forever. And Black don't crack. Really
well,
don't.
It did for Willie Mays. He passed away. I think he was 92. He's the guy that, again, they say don't meet your heroes. I met him when I was 13 or 14. And
he was mean.
He's just rude. Just rude.
Yeah, I thought of you when I saw he passed.
Oh, thanks. I mean, white guy dies.
He just signed it?
Not just that one, because I remember the story.
Did he just roll the ball to you?
Yes, that's the guy. He signed it and rolled the ball across the table and didn't even. At least when I'd tell my grandpa, I love you, grandpa, he'd go, right. Willie Mays was like,
thank
pleasure
you,
to meet you, Mr. Mays.
Uh-huh.
He didn't grunt or nothing.
Wow, nothing. That hurt me too. I'd have to, like, I said.
Well, I didn't want to sound like Foghorn Leghorn. Jerry West, the logo
you,
man, passed away.
The logo.
The logo man himself.
We lost so many great athletes.
I have a whole chapter of athletes. We can go to Dikembe Mutombo. Who passed away, as well as the 1981 Rookie of the Year, Fernando Valenzuela.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
The fact that guy was an athlete is incredible in
itself.
Was
he overweight?
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. Look at that pitching staff, Ramon Martinez, Earl Hershiser.
Yeah.
That's some studs.
Hershiser, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever look at these and question the timing?
Like there's a conspiracy?
No, it's just like, look, I don't know what you believe may or may not be pulling the strings behind the scenes, if you know what I'm saying. But I thought it was odd that the last year of Curb happened, the last season.
Yeah.
And then Richard Lewis dies this year.
Oh, man.
You have him on there.
God he was bless. On there since day one.
He was funny.
Yeah, another guy I grew up loving. I'm like, this guy's funny.
Bill Walton passed.
God.
Yeah. Bill Walton. Basketball player. Grateful Dead.
Yeah, he really was. I think he's remembered more so for that. Now, which one? Two titles, I think, right? Yeah. Celtics and Blazers.
Luke Daddy.
Yeah.
And speaking of the dead, Phil Lesh passed away.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot about that.
Phil Lesh.
How many are left? It can't be.
Two.
I was thinking two or three.
Let's go with two.
I don't know.
Quincy Jones. Loved his yeast rolls.
Yeah.
What's his greatest song ever? I would say the Sanford Sun theme. Others would say some of the Michael Jackson work.
I forgot about Martin Mull.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. God, I didn't even have him on my
comedy.
List.
It was Leon from Roseanne. And Leon was, he was gay.
He was gay.
Leon, the restaurant. I'm only saying that because it was a big, you know, it was a big deal on the show when you found that out. Like, they made a big deal out of it.
Oh, the mall restaurant that they worked in.
Yeah, remember the open face sandwich?
Yeah, but no, that was the loose meat restaurant.
Yeah,
but they worked at a cafeteria too.
Loose meat, what a name!
I know, we call them sloppy joes down here. They call them loose meat.
Oh, yeah, he worked. They worked for him at the mall,
right?
Then they opened their own. But I think he came to work for him too.
Oh, did he really?
Something
a recurring character. Shelley Duvall from The Shining and Popeye.
Oh, yeah.
Olive oil.
Good actress.
The end of her life was very tragic.
Yeah, because nobody really knew where she was or saw
her.
She
was homeless and
Popeye.
Mentally ill by all accounts. This will touch Fat Boy right here. It's my finger. No, I'm just kidding. It's Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, man.
Not the mayor.
Don't cry.
Not the mayor.
Don't
but
cry.
The highwayman. He's gone.
You know one that kind of, I don't want to say mired in controversy, but a lot of people had an opinion of her, of her coworkers, especially Shannon Doherty.
Ah.
She passed away.
Oh, I liked her. I liked the show.
Yeah, and then there were a lot of, you know, rumors out there saying that, you know, a lot of people didn't get along with her. Like, she was real difficult.
You think Ian Ziering took her out with a Sharknado?
Well, I missed two. There's two cast members gone that I can remember. Luke Perry, not this year.
That's sad.
What about Lou Gossett Jr.?
God, I can't tell you how many times I watched Iron Eagle 3.
Iron Eagle 2 is the better one, though. You got to admit. Let's see, who else do we touch on here? I'll just read some, and you stop me if you have something to say. Tony Todd.
Oh, that was a shock to everybody.
Yeah, Tony Todd passed away.
Heard good things about him when he did local appearances here.
That he was very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really easy to work with. Damn, Maggie Smith.
Damn.
Oh, that's what it is.
I mean, I was saying damn to that, but dame.
I mean, she was in Harry Potter.
I liked her.
What about Dickie Betts?
Would say.
Sounds like gay gambling. It's not what it means.
I don't know if I'm saying this, but some would say the true talent in the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, well, yeah. Living was. Rest in peace. Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons passed away.
Well, the Allman Brothers are officially
one of the nicest guests we've ever had on the show, I have to say.
I still have the Christmas card that he sent with him and his Dalmatians.
So sweet.
And they're fighting over his fortune. Is Dwayne Allman? He's gone too, right?
Yeah.
So they're all obviously Greg.
Allman Joy is still available. This one, it didn't bother me, but I love this guy, Dabney Coleman. He was one of the best actors ever. 9 to 5.
You can't reboot it.
Boardwalk Empire.
Can't reboot
a ton of movies. Dr. Ruth, I don't know if I mentioned her yet or not. You mentioned Richard Lewis. Phil Donahue. Oh. I mean, I was forced to watch that a lot as a kid.
That's a good show, actually.
Yeah, it's all right.
Watched it with my grandma.
I watched it under duress. I wanted to watch Transformers.
It was interesting, you know, sometimes.
Donald Sutherland, great actor.
One of my favorites.
Kiefer's dad, Kiefer.
He was just sexy in his own little way. I don't know why.
He was so, watch Backdraft. He was so creepy in that movie. Oh, my God. That's how really good he was. There was one that I didn't really keep up with the guy. I didn't know much about him, but it hit a lot of people, I guess. Liam Payne. I didn't know his music.
Yeah.
I don't know how big that group was.
If that had happened, 7 years ago, I want to say 8 years ago, my child would be hugely depressed now.
See, I didn't know they were that big.
Oh, yeah.
Evidently, they were a big damn deal.
Oh, is he the one that people were saying it wasn't foul play?
Well, yes. Yeah. It's still, you know, surrounding circumstances, what happened.
Yeah.
People are still talking about
it. I didn't even have him on my list.
It's when the guy from Glee died. I forget his name. People were so shocked because it was
so young.
A heroin overdose. Yeah.
Yeah.
When these young people pass,
it's horrible. Well, anybody in your family passes away.
Some. Oh, listen, don't act like you went to a family funeral and didn't shed a damn tear. What about the loss? This guy I thought was freaking great actor. That was John Amos. You remember him from TV's Good Times, but also Coming to America 1 and 2.
Just seems like a wholesome person.
Well, do you know the surrounding...
Norman Lear stuff?
Details? No, not that. his personal life with his death.
No.
One of his kids was exiled from I think it was the daughter. I think they didn't want the daughter to know he had passed away.
Wow.
The whole family didn't know he had died. And then there was something where he was forced to sell his house because he has some money issues.
Oh. You think, someone who's on that many success, he was even on Sanford and Son for some time. But then again, you know, you hear about people who had the number one song or number one album 20 years ago that die poor. You know, the record companies make the money.
He always scared me as a kid.
The radio companies make I mean, you know what I'm saying.
They do.
Bobby Allison. Let me tell you something. I thank the good Lord above that I got to spend an afternoon with Bobby Allison. Jeremy Clements was there.
It was a long time.
It was just got this. I probably wore him out mentally by asking him all these questions. But he was an absolute gentleman and a pleasure to hang out with.
I think people forget how great he was. A lot of wins, a lot of big wins.
And a lot of tragedy.
God.
He had to stand through the loss of multiple family members.
When did Davey die? 93, I think. Somewhere in there. Just the fact to live that long without, you know, you got to go on and And then the way he passed away was so tragic, helicopter accident.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
You know, we thought we lost him when he flipped. I forget where he flipped. I don't think it was Talladega, was it?
Martinsville.
Might have been one of those where he just rolls through the infield 20 times. Had a bit of restrictor plate track right before those came in.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. I can't remember.
Fat Boy, I don't know if you have the sound piece or not. Maybe not play it. Chuck Woolery passed away this year of Love Connection. He won't be back in 2-2. He's gone. He's gone forever.
He, another guy who, look, I don't want to say controversy, but he definitely felt the backlash for having an opinion.
Before it was cool to, you know what I mean? Yeah. He was the first kind of woke before it became bad woke. Oh, no, you're doing me that. Ricky Henderson recently, God bless you, the man of steel.
Record will never be broken.
His last autograph appearance was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, like less than 2 months ago, I think.
That truly was a shock because
that was very shocking.
I think it was cancer, right?
Yep.
God.
Not in Eminem mom. She passed.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Debbie?
She passed away early December. Yeah.
Oh, did they ever make up?
Hopefully.
I don't know.
I would think.
Well, Haley had already gotten married. She got married in like October, November.
And I think she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Or his other daughter's pregnant. I can't remember which one.
John Ashton, Taggart from Beverly Hills Cop, he died.
Oh, you know what? That's another one that the timing is interesting because they just finished the third one, just finished the promotion for the third movie.
Yeah.
Or the fourth one, excuse me. And then he passes away.
Oh. Because
he wasn't in the third one.
Is he not?
The character retired, moved to Arizona. But Eddie Murphy said the third one is so bad they didn't want to end it on that. And he came back for the fourth.
A man I talked a lot of crap about secondhandedly on the radio over the years, but I was truly saddened when Toby Keith passed away. And I was only talked crap about him because of some things that I heard about him through. I heard he was a real jerk when he went to perform in Iraq for the boys and girls over there and demanded certain things, and they obliged, but.
Everything I heard about what he had was real painful. I hope that wasn't the case when he passed. But
I hope not. That's terrible.
James Earl Jones. I feel like he died like 2 or 3 years ago, but it was really in 2024.
God, the guy that got in the movie now sounds a lot like him. The one playing Mustafa or whatever it is.
let's see who else I got on here. People.
I will eat you, Simba.
Oh, here's one I didn't. I did not know that passed. Roman Gabriel. Former NFL quarterback?
No, really?
Yeah, he's dead. And did you know that the SI called him a Filipino American?
No.
What?
Well, you know, they had a lot of, you know.
But I did not, like, first off, I didn't know he died. Secondly, I did not know that he was a Filipino. Not that it matters, but I was like, oh, it's weird. His whole life. And then in death, you find that out. There's a bunch. Bella Caroli, remember him from the Olympics?
Larry Allen, I forgot about Larry Allen.
God, I forgot about Larry Allen too. I mean, just a whole bunch.
And P1 Jethro texted in Mercury Morris.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, yeah, he did die.
Because there aren't many left. The 72 Dolphins.
No, just God. Is Don Shula still alive?
No, he passed years ago.
Jesus Christ.
His son's a Gamecock coach now. Old Mike.
Oh yeah. Rest in peace. One more or two more that I just said. Three. Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
He's
Papa Bracelets.
Bob Newhart.
Yeah, legend.
So funny.
Joe from the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh.
Wow. Damn it, man.
I'm sure there were others that did not get to be mentioned, but.
Watch this month. I mean, look, this is the month years ago we lost Bob Saget, and that was a shock. It happened in January.
Hush your mouth.
So I know it sucks, but there's always going to be a big one to kick off the year with.
No.
Craig from Asheville wants to know, did any of those make you cry? I can't think of any of them that made me cry. I mean, honest to God, I mean, it was sad, but I don't remember any.
I cried more at the restaurants being closed yesterday than people passing away, to be honest with you.
That's the one thing he was crying about.
Not everyone was closed.
I was like, are you glad to be back? I'm like, I'm glad restaurants are open again. You'd be surprised how many are closed on New Year's Day.
I like when I'm off and people got to work. But so stuff's open.
But when you go to one, there's usually that one person that came in, and so they're having to do all parts of the restaurant, and that sucks too.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We will take a break, and I pray that no famous people die. I hope that no one dies in 2025, except terrorists. That's the only ones. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show. These numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you so much.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you, it was... I'll say this. I'll tell you the truth. Years ago, I would always get aggravated when we'd be on Christmas break and some of your biggest fans or listeners or whatever would send you like mean things like, you don't ever work. Oh, man, blah, blah, blah. But like it seems like people are nicer now. And now, like over the break, if they would say things, you know, it's like, man, that's nice that you miss us. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
That's a nice thing.
My neighbor walks up to me out of the blue yesterday and says, you guys got to come back. I can't handle no more reruns.
Did you know already that he listened?
Yeah. Yeah, I met him before.
Hey, man, I just want to ask you something.
Usually one of those, like, this, that, or that.
Where they try to, like, ask, like, hey, are you who I think?
Are you him?
It's that, but usually.
And you assume that, but you look like this guy that just got popped for kid porn. Is that you?
How'd you get out so quick, man? Hey, kids live here. What are you doing?
Hey, you didn't tell me you moved in. Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing.
Well, you got
it's nice to know before you start like going off on certain things. And then, wait a minute.
Are you on a list?
When I get those questions, is usually what happened the day of or like the day before. Like, hey, you know, like so-and-so called in. Was that real? It's not usually a long-term, like, hey, you remember 3 years ago when... What's his nuts called?
Don't have people doing things. Hey, your lights are on. So you go out and my lights aren't on. Oh, no, I just wanted to talk to you, get you outside of your house.
See, Paige gets like the creepy ass.
That's stalkers.
Oh, my God.
Like, does somebody live near you or is this... What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I noticed you at the store and then I realized you live next door to me. So
Is this the guy recruiting you for Hamas?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't the one that told me that... Oh, wait, there's just so many.
Did somebody try to offer to walk your dog? Mm-hmm. Or was it the cat? It was one of them.
And then this other...
It's something to do with the yo-yo, though.
This other guy... propositioned me.
Yeah.
When I was getting out of the car, he's I can't say what he said to me.
Why?
Oh,
dirty.
There's got to be a
way.
Will
you write it down?
Oh yeah, write
it
down.
Oh my God.
Here, I have some scratch paper.
I cannot.
Come on. Oh, just got to be really
bad. It's not scratching sniff. It's just scratch. She smelled the paper. That's strange.
I can't wait to see what this is.
I know.
It is so bad.
It's probably.
I'll find a way to make it family friendly.
I knew you would if she wrote it down because I'm thinking the worst, and knowing her is probably not even that bad.
Oh, of course, because Paige is like she has the. I think if you, it's not anything to do with your gigantic breasts. It's just you,
no.
I think if you is like Dolly Parton, like you don't hate anybody, you don't say anything bad about anybody.
You got a neighbor named Whiskey Pete.
Ugly Ann.
Did he?
What about Ugly Ann? She's still around.
What about Freckles?
Freckles. The security guard?
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Who asked Chris Jericho to take our picture?
Oh, man. He didn't know. He thought he was... I don't think if he knew, like, what was going on.
That would be cool. But, I mean, back then...
We were there at the meet and greet or whatever with Chris Jericho, and he hands Chris Jericho his phone and said, will you take my picture with the Rise Guys? And I was like, no, you don't do that. He's the one who points at you in the picture. That means he's the famous one. If they're pointing at each other, it means they have an ego drive.
You cannot... This guy came up. I was getting out of my car, and he came up and said that to me.
All this?
Yes, and then I responded by saying my boyfriend's inside. He won't like it.
Boyfriend takes AA batteries. I got to see what
that says. He said to her, I want to fillet you. Please let me make love to you. She says, no, my boyfriend's inside, and he won't like that.
Well, let me see what she wrote.
She wrote it full.
Oh, it's legible, too.
I'd like to have that, please.
Yeah,
take it home.
Probably not.
Will you sign it?
No.
Party man didn't give $100 for that right now.
I was just
either you wrote this last part fast or you had a stroke when it happened.
I was laughing.
That's the part she made up, probably.
No.
Boyfriend's inside. What if he says, well, let me get him too?
Well, don't go inside. We'll stay out here.
At first, I thought he came to steal because Annie, my little chihuahua, she was a puppy, and I thought he was going to steal Annie from me.
I didn't see the top part.
What, you didn't? That's the part.
We got to tweet this.
That's the, what do you think?
No, you cannot.
I didn't
you
see
cannot.
There's a bunch of educated people who are having to look that one up. That's the easiest way to say it.
Did you have any dialogue in between this?
He wanted to use his
mouth on her. No, he just walked up to me and said that to me.
He said all this at once.
Am I saying the wrong?
No.
No, that's right. Oh, wait a minute. No. According to Oxford Dictionary, fellate is only used on a man.
Yeah, what is it for a female? Because I'm trying to be equal.
It's with the C.
God. Well, at least he asks please.
I did not know that. See, this is why good conversations happen. You learn from them. I thought I could fellate a woman. I can't.
Mm.
I sell my boyfriend is in silly. He went like thought.
I don't know how to read her hand or handwriting.
I was just shocked when that happened.
And is that like the icebreaker? I'd like to blank your blank.
I don't know if he was on drugs or what his problem was, but
maybe
he
was just dressed nice that day. Is that a compliment when you?
No.
Like if I was getting in the car and she's like, I want to blank your blank. I'd be like, wow, I must be, I'd wear this again tomorrow. I must look good.
I just ran in the house and locked the doors.
I want to say this to a random dude just to see what he said.
Well, you could fillet him.
The top part.
It's not, hi, my name is so-and-so. It's like he came up to me and said that to me. I was like, getting out of my car. And I thought, when I went in the house, I thought, was he going to kill me or what was the deal there? Because that is very strange.
Of course a woman would do that. Is he really into me or is he trying to kill me?
And I thought, well, my gun's in the trunk. This isn't going to help any of the situation.
You just got to put it in the front seat now.
I know.
I think it blew back in the trunk when you had the hole in the back windshield.
God, the word fellatio sounds like it could also be a dessert in Italy or a bootleg Pinocchio.
I think it's going to go away.
Fellatio.
It sounds like
it's like Mario. Fellatio.
Welcome to the town of fellatio.
Paige, I'll give you $50 if you can spell fellatio.
Mm-mm. Is it with a P or an F?
F-U-L-L.
P-H.
A-S-H-A-O.
Like philanthropy.
F-E-L-L-A-T-I-O.
Did you say F-I-L-L-E-T?
Exactly.
You can't spell. You know what? That's a great text. You can't spell fellatio without fella. So that could be the surname of that or whatever. suffix? Prefix. Yeah. Some kind of fix.
This guy is going to, like, if he sees you again, he's going to start, like, pulling his stuff out.
Did you tell him no, my boyfriend's inside, or just no?
I don't remember.
If your boyfriend had been at work, would you have allowed
inside.
That?
I don't have. I mean, I made up the boyfriend because obviously I don't have one. But I went inside and locked.
You ain't gonna get one lying. You should have said no. You got to take me to dinner first.
Would you have entertained it if it were a different question? If he wanted you to watch him do something to himself?
No.
I didn't notice he had any ribs removed. What if it was the complete opposite and he said he wanted to?
No, that's what I was thinking. Like, he's doing you a service.
Everybody knows what I just said.
How is that an icebreaker? Please tell me. I don't know you, but that's the first thing we're going to do.
Let's just say you wanted to prepare a salad. First.
Can we?
At least I'll give you a shower.
Can you feed like, me first?
The missions of a horse.
God.
Hey, I'm just quoting the Bible. Don't get it, man.
I'm not.
Like, I don't get this kind of, like, you know, pulling up, somebody says this.
Okay.
It never will work. Like, even if you're a hot dude and the woman's like, you're both tens and you say that to her, it's not. It's
creepy.
Won't work.
It's like creepy. You're Buffalo Bill to me. You're gonna like skin me and make me a skin costume.
If a woman said that to me, I would at first be kind of turned on, and then the more I would think about it,
be.
You know, after she finished, I'd say, wait a minute. Was that really? Was she into me or is she going to kill me?
Like, what just happened?
And Either way, I just got that.
And then when I told this story to some of my girlfriends, they're thinking, oh, this is a dirty old man. This is some kind of like,
he was young. Really?
Yes.
Like how young?
I'd say younger than 30. I'd say in his late 20s.
Could you order him from Wayfair is what I'm saying?
No, I wouldn't have. It was very, 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 very shocking to me.
Yeah, because somebody that brazen, you got some attitude, like, you know, coming up to a...
But they say a woman likes confidence and a guy who says what he wants. But he did that, and she's like,
She likes it if he's hot, not if he looks like
us. No, I mean, he wasn't...
You should have just said, I'm into vaginas.
I've used that before.
Have you faked lesbian?
Yes, all the time.
You know what? That's stolen valor.
I did that. It do you is. Remember at that Stolen Halloween Valor. Party where I said that Jamie, my friend, is my lover and kissed her, and that was that whole thing of me kissing girls? Remember that?
That was a wild wing.
It was.
The hell yeah, I remember that.
Ain't a bad choice.
What a weird time that was, where dudes would she was, cheer on women to kiss. Like, they're showing you they're not in any of us. We're so bad, they're going on each other. That was bad.
There's a lot of chess in that situation going on.
Really bad.
Both ways.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm going to get $50, scrotum. Someone just said, I'll give you $50 if you say scrotum on the radio.
Oh, come on.
You owe me $100 now. All right. Let's do some phone calls.
Oh, my goodness.
If you'd like, 1-800-774-0093. We got, it won't be maybe this week, but very soon, a new, I think it's going to be a really cool way for you to interact with us, easier than it is now. And you know about the thing that's going
on. Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be really cool. It's just the way technology's changed is really cool. Like, used to, you just wait for phone calls, and now he's like, oh, you immediately look up, and there's people saying, oh, hurry up and go to break. All right. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.